178 local officials say. And now the news in detail. Government says it has observed alarming rates of unintended pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections in southern and central provinces. Speaking at the launch of the Comprehensive Health Options through Innovative Community Engagement Choice Program, Ministry of Health Director of Public Health, Kakungu Sumpungwe, said the two provinces continue to face significant sexual and reproductive health, SRH, and broader public health challenges that require urgent action from all the stakeholders. Dr. Sumpungwe has noted that the initiative comes at a pivotal time as recent national and regional assessments show progress in some health outcomes, but also reveal persistent disparities, particularly among adolescents and young women.
This program, funded by Global Affairs Canada, will also be implemented by Oxfam in Malawi, Zimbabwe and Canada for a period of 7 years, namely from 2025 to 2031. In Zambia, the target districts are Chisamba, Chibombo, Namwala and Pite Stage. We have observed alarming rates of unintended pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections within this demographic, underscoring the urgent need for life skills and health education and improved access to sexual and reproductive health services.
Meanwhile, Charge d'Affaires of Canada to Zambia, Corey Van Gaal, said the choice program is being supported with a total of $13 million US dollars over a 7-year period from 2025 to 2031 in Zambia, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. And Oxfam Country Focal Point Timwa Chukunda said the program aims to improve health outcomes and expand access to SRH services for young people and women.
According to Ministry of Health Education 2024 Statistical Bulletin, the country witnessed over 12,000 reported cases of teenage pregnancies each year among school-going children. This alarming statistic underscores the urgent need for comprehensive sexual reproductive health education and access to reproductive health services. These pregnancies not only disrupt the education of young individuals, but they also have long-lasting effects on their health and socioeconomic status. We must address the underlying factors contributing to this trend, such as limited access to information, society norms, and lack of support systems in order to foster a healthier environment.
The Local Government Association of Zambia says the endorsement of President Hakainde Hichilema by councillors at yesterday's meeting was stage-managed and did not reflect prior communication to members. Speaking at a media briefing, Association Vice President Maxwell Nkoma said the letter of invitation sent to councillors 2 weeks ago did not indicate that the gathering would involve endorsing the president. He has maintained that the association is a non-partisan body, and argued that councillors were effectively compelled into unexpected endorsement during the proceedings.
The letter of invitation was issued 2 weeks ago to all councillors across the country that they needed to travel to Lusaka, come and meet the head of state, who was scheduled to meet them and address them on issues to do with the condition of service. To the contrary, when the head of state came, the councillors were forced to stage manage endorsements, which issues councillors had not previously sat to agree to endorse anyone. Then we want to put it very categorically that the Local Government Association of Zambia is a non-partisan organization. All councillors across the country, all councils are affiliated to the Local Government Association of Zambia.
Meanwhile, presidential campaign team manager for Brian Mundivile, Davis Chisopa, has unveiled the Southern Province campaign team, marking the completion of provincial team formation.
We are announcing the final and the last provincial DMH campaign team. This means that in the province we have 720 individuals campaigning for Honorable Brian Mundivile. So the last province that we are announcing is Southern Province. And I want to thank the team in the province for having worked tirelessly to ensure that we have achieved the provincial campaign team. We now need to have the district campaign team, constituent campaign team, ward campaign team, and branch campaign team.
President Hagainde Hichilema has assured the nation and the international community of a free and fair electoral process ahead of this year's general election. Speaking during the official launch of the Brand Zambia Corporate Day, President Hichilema said Zambia has, from time immemorial, continued to hold elections categorized by peace and orderly transfers of power. The president has emphasized that maintaining peace, stability and security remains critical, particularly as the country seeks to attract both local and foreign investment.
So unity is important to us because it provides the stability, consistent stability, and the seven presidents is independent. And all the seven presidents change of power at the World Cup, change of set, change of role that happens quickly. Not many countries can say so on this country. That we, and that must come out, that you come here to do business, to live with us, we assure your peace. Driven by unity, we assure your peace. Elections are coming this year. There will be three fair political elections this year on the 13th of August.
And United Nations Development Programme UNDP country representative James Wakiaga said the successful implementation of initiatives under the Brand Zambia framework will require sustained investment and strong support from corporate partners.
Achieving and sustaining Brand Zambia's ambition will require consistent investment and a public-private partnership model to ensure long-term ownership and resilience. My appreciation extends to all experts who contributed to shaping the Brand Zambia initiative. This initiative is deeply rooted in Zambia's rich cultural heritage and reflects the spirit of its people. On behalf of UNDP, I reaffirm our commitment to working with the government, the people of Zambia, and all partners to advance the national development agenda.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency has disclosed that it has procured high-tech speed limit cameras to be mounted on 21 patrol vehicles set to be deployed on highways across the country in a bid to reduce road traffic accidents. RTSA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Amon Lemba said the cameras, which have been procured from Hungary, will be installed on unmarked vehicles to help curb reckless driving and other traffic offences. Engineer Mwemba said the over 38,000 accidents recorded in 2025 should be the last at that level, adding that more vehicles are expected to arrive in the country soon, bringing the total number to 31 to be deployed on highways to help reduce accidents. He has further expressed optimism that the cashless payment system for RTSA services, which came into effect on 1st March 2026, has eliminated the temptation of pilferage by employees.
This year, we are going to see if we can curb that bad behavior. And one of the things we're going to put in place is that we're going to embark on highway patrol, which will be starting soon. And we are very sure that these numbers, because of that, will drastically drop. I mentioned the vehicles that we'll be deploying on the highway. We have 21 at the moment, but I think in a couple of months we shall have 30 plus. We just came back from Hungary, not long ago to procure some cameras, new high-tech cameras. Yeah, but these ones will be mounted on vehicles. So these ones will be able to detect speed as they drive along the road.
The Center for Reproduction.